Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we got more people snuck in. That's great. I'm so glad to see all of you today. We want to welcome all of you and joining us. And we want to welcome those that may be listening online on the server or on the website. And so we are glad that you're here today. And as we enter into worship today, remember these words from Jesus. Don't be afraid, little flock, for it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. A little bit later on, we'll be talking a little bit about struggling with the challenge of forgiving someone that has hurt us. And but that's part of helping us to stand strong in life. So let's begin by standing and joining together and singing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there this morning for our call to worship in the bulletin. The sacrifice that honors God is a thankful heart. Wait upon the Lord, who is our help and shield. Let us offer our worship to God. Well, this morning, if you want to use your hymn books, it's hymn number 31, To God Be the Glory. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done, so long He the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest sinner who truly a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has taught us, great things He has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord! Earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great thing. Oh, let's sing the refrain again. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. God of promise and purpose, through Jesus Christ, you have called us to be your people. We gather to worship you and to be renewed. We seek your wisdom to lead us through the choices we face and the challenges that surround us. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to sing an oldie. I had forgotten about this hymn until Carla played it last week. I don't know what was this part of this being played for. Do you remember? It was offertory or? Yeah. But I thought, man, I haven't heard that hymn in a long time. So we're going to try it out here and see how we are. If you know it, sing it out. Kids, if they would make their way down this morning.
Phew, you're not the only one here. There's more. Good morning! She's helping out her brother. How are you guys doing? Huh? What's up? Are you getting excited about going to school? You sound like my wife. She said, no. Have you been out to the fair yet? Okay. I'm going out tomorrow. You going out today? Are you going to get you an elf in here? shakes, all kinds of stuff, right to right. You'll see the animals. You don't get to see the animals? Why not? Ah, come on. It's always exciting to see the animals. It's not. What bothers you? Is it the smell? Yeah, that does happen sometimes, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Hopefully in August, this the farmers over here won't, over here won't put that chicken manure on the field in here this year. Because it gets, that smell gets into the church a little bit when the doors are open and stuff like that. So, hey, have you ever had somebody do something to you? Maybe they said something to you or kind of hurt you, and you're like, and sometimes, you know, when you go to school, sometimes somebody does something and you just don't like it. I remember my cousin and I got into it in first grade. Yeah, we got in trouble because of it. Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, is we have to learn to forgive. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean to forgive somebody? What do you think? To not hold them to it? To let them go and not be mad at them anymore? Okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah, because sometimes hurts really do hurt. That's why we call them that. And there's times when we have to say, God, please forgive them, and I forgive them. Because you know what? That helps us. And we want to continue to be strong, not only on the outside, we should pick up things and help mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, but we want to be strong on the inside too. And part of that is learning to forgive, because we'll always probably run into somebody or some situation or whatever it is that somebody's going to hurt us, and we have to learn to forgive. It's not always easy, but we have to. And let go of it and move on. All right, you guys can head on down this morning.
And as they're heading down, we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us. And we remember Ruth and how she is entering into hospice there, a friend of Esther's. And so we want to remember her in our prayers. Somebody else, yes.
My friend Kathy Edward lost her mother. It's the Wilkes family.
Wilkes, okay. Yep, that's never easy, is it? And so we want to remember that family today. Somebody else? Yes. Okay. Yep.
I have one of my niece's name is Kathy, fighting cancer before.
Who is this?
A niece of Kathy.
A niece?
Kathy.
Oh, okay. Oh, a niece. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I thought the name. Okay. We don't have her on our monthly, do we? Okay. If you grab one of those slips, we can put her on the monthly calendar so we can keep praying for her.
I also have another niece named Tammy, who diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we want to remember Kathy and Tammy, both battling cancer. And, yeah, so someone else. Yeah.
Our prayer team had Susie Sauer. They put her in hospice a lot, moving her from foot to. And then the way she just was eating that was in the house that blew up. From the
oh, home, yes.
She died.
Oh.
Put the duck on. He's in Christ's hospital at
What was her first name?
Janice.
Janice, okay, thank you.
And then Rhea asked her to pray for Jeff. Or no, this is Priscilla. Because he's going through a court trial that is very, very touching.
Okay.
And then Rhea asked her to pray for her sister-in-law, Faithy, with a possible stroke. She was in the emergency department, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that happened weeks ago.
Oh,
no. Oh, boy. Yeah, she was just talking earlier this week about wanting to go on a cruise again. Okay, so we got to remember Stacy. Boy. I did not hear about the second one. Okay, so we want to remember Stacy and Jeff and Janice. And did you see, I missed about that heart transplant. Did you see a judge? Or did I misunderstand that?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff? Yes. Jeff is the one that's having the heart transplant? Holy mackerel, I'm all confused. I thought Jeff was the one with the court trial. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I don't know why you said Doug and I thought judge. So, all right. Somebody else? Yes. So recovery and, yeah. I bet. Usually it's the day or two after that you really feel it. I know, and that's always scary, especially out here in the country when they just kind of blow through them. Yeah, so we want to remember Kelly this morning. Someone else? Yes. Okay. Unspoken. There we go. Someone else this morning? Oh, got multiple ones. Go here.
Madonna Heidrich, recent diagnosis of lung cancer. It's a friend of mine's mother, another speech therapist's mother, Madonna Heidrich.
Okay, and cancer there. Okay, Madonna, we want to remember. What?
Steve Scott lives close to here. He's a farmer, most of you know him. He's my age, 72. He's been on dialysis. He's on 2 a week now. It's towards the end. And he's really bad. He came over to the fair last night. He's bad.
Okay.
And then my second one is for Priscilla. We came to church last week, but we didn't make it. We made it to the parking lot. That was it. Because with her knee up in the air, when she got here, she couldn't get out. So we went back home. Today, she thought she had to go to Kroger's Friday night, but it came, and she's back in the bed with her knee all swollen up. So,
oh, wow.
She's stubborn, and she's not going to listen, so I don't say it ain't no good.
Yeah, because when I talked to her this week, she act like everything was great, and she's going to run and get you all these things at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought she was doing wonderful, and yeah. I know, there's that tendency to want to do things too quick, and that swelling comes back. And
this morning, I said, now, if you're going, you're going to set the car, because I'm going in this car. I decided not to come.
Yeah, because it would have got hot in the car.
Yes.
Plus, the sweat beads are everywhere. I don't know if anybody's been picking up on that. Oh, my gosh. So, there. I thought I saw another. There we go. Okay.
Round 2 of chemo starting this week. There are a total of 5 rounds. We're nationwide in Columbus. We're starting rounds this week. So overall, she's doing extremely well. I can just send you a video over 20 minutes. So,
thank you. I've been wondering about her because we had prayed for her for several weeks. And wow, I can't believe she's already in her second round of the chemo. And so we definitely want to continue. I think she's on our monthly. I think I ended up putting her on the monthly list, if I remember right there. And so we want to remember Lainey again. But thank you for the update. We're glad to hear the progress and continue to pray for strength and healing for her going through the treatments. Somebody else. Somebody else.
Continue to keep my ex-husband Rob in prayers. His knee is not doing well at all.
Is that health-wise or other?
He had a knee replacement.
Oh.
And it's not healing right. He didn't do the physical therapy like he's supposed to do because he's not working well.
Yeah, you have to do that. I know it's the most painful part of knee replacement or whatever is the therapy, but you got to do it. And yeah, it's not easy. And then sometimes you got to watch out, make sure there's no infections and stuff, because I've heard of that. So, but definitely want to keep Rob in our prayers this morning. Someone else, anybody else this morning?
So happy.
Yeah, so they already got trips planned and things going on, and she's like a free 20-something person there, so so that is good news. Brad doesn't think so, though.
Also, the missions team this week, Troy Reck was trying to get together some sanitary kits like we had done for my niece, and we fulfilled that today. This week, and took them in, and they were, the lady at the reception desk was overjoyed because they hadn't had a good response and wanted to know who we were and what we'd done. And we said, you know, if you need anything else, let us know. But so that was a great blessing for them.
I'm glad, yes, I'm glad that that you were able to do that, because, yeah, okay. So, anybody else? Yes. Oh, yes, sorry, Brenda. Yes. Thank you.
And I'm joyous. That beautiful moon we had the other night, and then praying for these kids at Miami County Fair this week. They're a joy too.
Yep. Is surgery, Brenda, is surgery this week?
Wednesday.
Oh, she already had it. Okay, well, thank God. That's great to see you. I couldn't remember if it was last week or this week. So we want to continue to pray for recovery, and I don't know if they've set up. So we'll be praying for some wisdom there, too, with all of that. And hopefully the reports were good with everything, so. Anybody else then? Yeah, lots of them. I've got a page full here of different needs this morning, and lots of different names and situations there. And if you remember some of them, I'd encourage you to lift those names up. And obviously, if there's something you need to bring up that you couldn't mention, you can talk to the Lord about that while she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Our living God, we're just so grateful as we give you thanks today for life and breath, that you are the one who follows us all of our days. Thank you for the gift of faith that gives us courage when things are difficult, for the encouragement we find in the faith of others that we meet. Lord, we ask that your presence would inspire us to remain loyal to you as our true source of life and hope. Thank you for guiding us when we cannot see the path ahead. Thank you for showing us a way through our challenges when we cannot see a solution on our own. Renew our trust in you in these days when so much is confusing and uncertain. We pray for those who wonder if they can rely on you, whether they're Christians or maybe they don't even know you, Lord. And for those who are afraid for the future, give them courage to listen to your call and to follow you. We pray for those who doubt. Give them courage to explore, and the questions that they may have, as we talked about last week, so they may discover renewed trust in your promises. We pray for those who are experiencing trials and difficulties, and it's been overwhelming at times, God. We ask you to bless them in these, sometimes in times of waiting for what comes next, and find them filled with your kindness and grace and strength. We pray for those who have gotten on the wrong path, and we pray that you will turn their hearts towards you and lead them in the ways of goodness and justice and generosity. Lord, we pray for your church today. Give us wisdom to discern your ways in all things, especially as we continue to reach out. And help us be faithful in following Jesus into the future. Lord, touch those whose names have been shared this morning, God. We pray for Brenda, Lord, as she's recovering and they're making decisions about going forward. Give her strength and healing and grace, and give the doctors wisdom. We pray for Rob, Lord, for recovery and healing there and wholeness. For Lainey, Lord, who is going through the second round of treatment, God, thank you. She is doing well, and we ask that you will continue to bring healing and strength to her. For Priscilla, Lord, with the knee, and praying that you will continue to give her strength and as she does her therapy and all that's involved, and bring healing. We pray for Steve, Lord, with dialysis, God, and not looking good. We pray for your healing and strength. We pray for LaDonna this morning, God, as with cancer, God, for your healing touch and faith and strength. For Ruth, that's been placed in hospice, God, for grace and faith and strength. For Kathy and Tammy, Lord, that are battling cancer, God, for your healing touch and grace and strength there. For Susie, that's been placed in hospice today. For Doug, with this upcoming possibility of a heart transplant, God, we ask that you'd open up the door there to provide the heart, and we pray that you will guide and direct and give him strength until that time. For Janice this morning with her leg. For Jeff, Lord, with a court trial, God. For Kelly, Lord, who experienced this accident, we pray for your strength and grace. For Stacy, Lord, for this second stroke, God, we ask for your grace and strength and healing there today. We pray for the family that lost the mom and family member that was in that fire explosion. Grant your grace and your help there. We think of the Wilkes family, God, for the loss of that loved one today. Lord, that you would be with them, Lord. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs today that were mentioned. And maybe there's others that came in. We pray for your grace and your strength there. Lord, we pray for all of our families and throughout our county, and also our church family that's out at the fair this week. Lord, continue to watch over are those families and your young people and keep them safe in the heat and all that they're involved with there. God, we pray that you'll touch each one of these as we depend on you in the midst of all of it. Be gracious and bless our time together through the rest of this service as we break the bread of your word. Bless us, Lord, so that our lives may be a blessing to others, we pray. As together today, we thank you and pray in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us our prayers. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness and praying with us. And it makes a difference in people's lives. And I know some of you, many of you may be praying for the different ones through the week too. So, well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and we are so thankful for your faithfulness, that support there and giving as God has blessed us, continues the work of the church here and the ministry going forth. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Blessed are you, O God of all creation, Through your goodness, we have these gifts to share. Bless what we offer for your purposes, that our church may bring you honor and glory. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, hang on a minute here. I got to fix something because I can't see it. I don't know what's happening here. Well, we're going to go to our scripture reading here this morning. And it is coming from two passages that we're going to look at. The first one is Job chapter 42. We're going to be reading verses 7 through 10, which is the very end of the Job story. And we kind of get, after all the suffering and everything that he went through and the struggles and how he tried to maintain strength in the midst of it and be strong, he was faced with a lot of challenges in there. And this is kind of part of the ending there. And then an interesting teaching from Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount Jesus taught there. And so let's begin with Job chapter 42. After the Lord had spoken these words to Job, he said to Eliphaz from Teman, this is one of the friends who accused Job of being a sinner. I'm angry at you and your two friends, this is God speaking, because you haven't spoken about me correctly as did my servant Job. So now take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and prepare an entirely burnt offering for yourself. Job, my servant, will pray for you and I will act favorably by not making fools of you because you didn't speak correctly as did my servant Job. Eliphaz of Teman, Bildad of Shirah, and Zophar from Naaman did what the Lord told them, and the Lord acted favorably towards Job. Then the Lord changed Job's fortune when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord doubled all of Job's earlier possessions. And then Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 37, I say to you who are willing to hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. If someone takes your coat, don't withhold your shirt either. Give to everyone who asks and don't demand your things back from those who take them. Treat people in the same way that you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, why should you be commended? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do not do, or to those who do good to you, why should you be commended? Even sinners do that. If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, why should you be commended? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be paid back in full. Instead, love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. If you do, you will have a great reward. You will be acting the way children of the Most High act. For he is kind to ungrateful and wicked people. Be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Don't judge, and you won't be judged. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. One day, a first grade teacher was reading the story of Chicken Little to her class. She came to the part of the story where Chicken Little tried to warn the farmer. She read, and so Chicken Little went up to the farmer and said, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling." The teacher paused, then asked the class, "And what do you think the farmer said?" One little girl raised her hand and said, "I think he said, 'Holy cow, a talking chicken.'" There you go. I don't know. You guys might have to start sending me some jokes here, because I think the last few weeks I seem to be struggling in your eyes. I want to talk to you this morning about one of the most difficult teachings of Jesus in the New Testament. And that's facing the challenge of forgiving others. Now, obviously, we struggle sometimes forgiving maybe a family member, somebody we know, a co-worker. But Jesus takes it to a whole different level that is very challenging when he tells us to not only forgive, but to love our enemies and pray for those who hurt us. I've shared this story before, but and I know you're going to be familiar with it. On October 2nd, 2006, a shooting occurred at the West Nickel Mine School, an Amish one-room schoolhouse in the Old Order Amish community of Nickel Mines, a village of Bart Township in Pennsylvania. Gunman Charles Roberts IV took hostages and shot 10 girls between the ages of 6 and 13, killing 5 before he committed suicide. In the wake of the shooting, many Amish families came forward and publicly extended forgiveness to the shooter and his family. The community's response of forgiveness, despite the profound loss of their own daughters, surprised many and became a focal point on the news channels, the national media, for months. A year later, the school was demolished and a new one was built, New Hope School. And so as I think about that, and I'm reminded of it again as I was thinking about it this week, how were they able to forgive? How were they able to do that? Well, obviously from our teaching and other places in the New Testament, forgiveness is an act of love. It's an act of love. Why is that? Because forgiving is a part of doing good to others. In fact, doing good to others is an act of love. So sometimes we get confused because so much of our thinking is that love is romance, is an emotion. But in Scripture, love is a choice that we make. And the compassion of God opens the way for us to be able to do any of this. We can't do, I mean, how can we do that on our own? How could they do that? I can't imagine. As I stop and I reflect, I could not imagine facing what they faced. With, you know, thinking about my own two daughters. And then my son too. But somehow God's compassion and spirit in us opens the way for us to love our enemies, do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, pray for those who hurt us. It's way up here, isn't it? It's way up here. Because we struggle just doing this in everyday actions, don't we? Of our interactions with our children and spouse and family members and co-workers and whatever else you want to say. But as I was thinking about that, I was like, wow, how is that? How? Disciples formed by the compassion of Christ somehow are able to trade opinions and disapproval of others for forgiveness and generosity. All of these things, love, doing good, forgiveness, generosity, all work together. Jesus' radical teaching, especially radical for that day and age, and especially in our day and age. I mean, we're hearing Christians going around talking about shooting their enemies, putting them in jail, sending them to other countries. Jesus' radical teaching challenges us to treat others the same way we want to be treated. Why is that? Why is that? How is that able to do? What are we doing when we choose that way? Well, I think this is the reason. Forgiveness frees us from seeking revenge and holding grudges. It's not easy when we're hurting because of something someone said to us or did to us, and it just won't go away. Forgiving is an act of surrender to God. I was reading that line right there this week, and it struck me. Forgiving is an act of surrender to God that leaves the other, the one who hurt us, the one who wronged us, in God's hands. And I was rereading the Amish story, I was reading stories of interviews with them and their and those families that lost their daughters 10 years later. And they said, oh yeah, we made a declaration of forgiveness because that's what we're called to do. But some of them said, we were still hurting. We were still grieving. You know, it was hard. And that's the thing I think sometimes we think if we forgive them, then we won't struggle. Or we may not hurt anymore or whatever. No, sometimes that stuff still goes on. Healing may take time because wrongs are not swept under the rug. They're acknowledged and grieved over. So we can forgive and release the toxins. Listen to my wording there. The toxins of bitterness that will try to take hold in our hearts. That's why within hours of the shooting, the parents of the children responded by making a declaration of forgiveness. Not only a declaration, but we are told, and I didn't know this, or I had forgotten, that they immediately took food to their shooter's widow that lived in the community. Now, the person that did that was not Amish, but they were still lived within the community. They knew them. And not only that, but some of the family showed up at the shooter's funeral. And they did it for her. Whew! Again, way up on a different level. Now, I realize that this is like radical stuff that I'm talking about here. And I pray we never face anything like that. But that doesn't deny what Jesus taught us and his followers. And that's why I want to say this. Forgiveness is a practice. It's a practice. It doesn't happen, you know, it takes time. And so three things I want to share with you as we think about forgiveness as a practice in our lives. First of all, keep it real. Keep it real. I mean, we don't deny, we don't excuse, we don't justify wrongs done to people or us. If somebody came to me and said and was in this church and said my husband beats me every week, there's no way I would say stay there, because that's crazy. But we have to be real. The practice of forgiveness keeps us away from vengeance, so it doesn't warp us or trap us in bitterness. Keep it real. Here's the hard one, even though I find myself doing that more, but it's still a struggle. But this is what God called Job to do. Pray for the one or ones who wrong us. This is a hard thing. Because if you read the story of Job, he lost everything. He lost his children, his family. He lost his crops. He lost his livestock. And his three best friends come along and they sit with him for a week, which is a sign of support and mourning with him. But as soon as that was over, They started accusing of him, you must have sinned or been unfaithful to God in some way, and this is why you went through all that. And then there's like 20-some chapters of that debate going on back and forth between those three friends and Job responding to them. Oh, wow, that's crazy. But at the end, God asks Job to do something, but he also confronts the three. And the one thing God asked Job to do, because God took care of the three, but the one thing God asked Job to do is to pray for his friends. You know how sometimes we have a wound and we use that expression, you know, they just kind of came up and made it worse. That's what the three friends were doing. And imagine God saying, pray for those. Reminded me as I was thinking about this week, Jesus prayed for those who were crucifying him right on the cross. Why is that important? Because prayer slowly fills us with grace. Prayer slowly fills us. And I say slowly, there may be for some of us, it may happen instantaneously. But oftentimes it slowly happens and gives us grace. And over time, God heals and restores us. And guess what? God healed and restored Job, as we read there. And even gave him double the possessions he had. And then a third thing, and this kind of helps us kind of taking our temperature, so to speak, if I can say it that way. Be aware of our self-talk. Be aware of our self-talk. What do we mean by that? Or what do I mean by that? Well, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, if we only have negatively charged words towards someone who has wronged us, it could be a sign that our hearts, and I'm going to use another metaphor here, that our hearts may be filling with stones. I read this week by somebody that talked about stones, and it struck me, and I'm like, whoa. And they said this, the more stones we carry, the heavier our life becomes. Whew. I'm feeling that just talking about it. The heavier our life comes. That's why we got to let go of all this stuff. The story of the Amish community just, it amazes me. And that's not the first one. That was a big national thing that brought a lot of attention, but I've heard stories down through the centuries where the Amish community has done things like that. They chose to forgive even though they were grieving and hurting. And no doubt, moving on after choosing forgiveness can be painful and difficult at times. Pain may be the first thing that knocks us down when hurt or wounded or something like tragic happens like that. But forgiveness is the hand that helps us stand strong and brings healing into our lives. We can stand strong when facing the challenge of forgiving. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes there and shake a few hands and greet one another. And then we'll sing that little chorus, Father, I love you. I lay my life before you. 7'10".
Busy.
Yeah. He shot an 83 in a tournament over in Springfield.
What?
On 18 holes. That's the best he shot this year. But 2 weeks before that, he shot a
yeah, that happened.
I know it does. I know it does. He's got to make some correction. He said he did not putt over two putts that hole with 18 holes. That's good.
Real good.
He said some of them were just a one putt, so that makes a big difference.
I had a 49 last Monday. I was tickled.
Yeah, I was going to say, whenever I got in the 40s, I was happy. Worship here before we leave this morning. We're so grateful to all that God does in our lives. And even when we're hurting, God is still gracious. Father, I adore you. Lay my life before you. How I love you. Jesus, I adore. Let's join together for our benediction. Let us go forth without fear to love and serve God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us this week. Amen. Yeah, we'll have to change them out. They're down in the office.